Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle to fix your
about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch you, heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
you, Lord. All people work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's enter in with all faith. Come on, surrender it all over to God, amen. Will you just enter in on today and trust him, amen. Trust in God for the miracle, the breakthrough, the healing in your life and for those in our family, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come on, let's decree and declare that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, amen. Right now, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you decree and declare on today, family? Amen. How that God is still good. Amen. That his mercy endures from everlasting, hallelujah, from generation to generation. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the trembling dance. Praise him with string instruments, flutes up. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with crashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you have breath on today, come on, let's praise God. Amen. Come on, let's give him the highest praise of hallelujah. On today, be hallelujah. Receive your deliverance. Receive your breakthrough. Amen. You don't have to stay where you're at. Come on, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the devil to cease his works in your life and the life of this family. Amen. And decree and declare with all faith that it shall be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We serve a God that is able to do all things. The Bible tells us that man is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. If you come today, hallelujah, believing you shall receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in, hallelujah, in man. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come believing and trusting that we may receive on today. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this day humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, oh, God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to be changed on today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, do a new work in us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God, that we can decree and declare we're blessed lying down and blessed raising up again. Amen. We're blessed in our walk. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we just can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come offering up a praise of thanksgiving on today. Amen. Oh Lord, receive our prayers, oh God. For your word says that yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we decree and declare answer prayers on today. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we have a free package from our prayer life to ascend the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven on today. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and open up every portal in the angels up to reinforce us as we advance to new levels and new dimensions, new realms of territory. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Amen. And pour out blessings that we, your children, will have room enough to receive us, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Oh Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Hallelujah. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstandings, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father God in heaven, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh Lord, cleanse our mind by the washing of your word. With your water, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. That the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. Our strength and our redeem, oh God. Lord, we come that we may be strengthened on today. We decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we receive the strength that coming from God, that we can keep on keeping on, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare nothing will hold us back. Father God, for your God of breakthrough, it is you that go before us, breaking through every barrier. the enemy has arrested up in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help your way, oh God. Set a watch over our mouth, oh God. Keep the doors of our lips up. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips up. Superimpose the fruit of your spirit up over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We speak life and not death. We speak blessings and not curses. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are blessed of the Lord. Amen. We receive the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. We have favor with God and with man. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, incubate us with the fire of your Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the crown victory of all the works of the enemy. We decree and declare that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, anyone that's been sent up by the camp of the enemy to cause destruction, confusion, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort to us, oh God, even death, let them be cut down and pushed back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, where the enemy has caused confusion, oh God, where the enemy has caused confusion and division and separation and marriage, oh God, let unity come and peace come and be still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we can't thank you enough on today, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we'll forever thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, because we trust you. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way right now. Let the counsel of the wicked be spoiled. Let the princes of darkness away. Hallelujah. Be spoiled in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the strong and hearted be spoiled, oh God. We bind the enemy and strip him of his armor and divide his spoils. We release the spoilers to come upon Babylon and destroy her. Amen. Release the spoilers to come upon the high place in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you have spoiled principalities and power. Hallelujah. We spoil the enemy and take back his goods in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We spoil the tents of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. It is you that has given us the power that we can do so. Hallelujah. We release the tanker one to spoil the works of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the forces of darkness be spoiled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are redeemed from the curse of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of sin and death, and we thank him. We decree and declare Galatians 3 and 14. We are the seed of Abraham and his blessing is ours. Amen. We are choose, hallelujah, to live life in heaven in abundance because you, Lord Jesus, have given us life and life in abundance. Amen. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of sins of our ancestors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we break and release ourselves and those in our family and loved ones from the curse of death and destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and release ourselves and those in our family from our curses of poverty, lack, and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and release ourselves and those in our family from our curses of rejection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break and release ourselves and those in our family from our curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We quench the shield of faith, amen, hallelujah. We quench with the shield of faith with every fiery dart the enemy sends our way, amen. We quench every fiery dart of jealousy, envy, anger, bitterness, and rage sent against our life and those in our family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we quench every firebrand, amen, sent against our life and those in our family by the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and rebuke our spirits of jealousy directed against our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we quit every fire the enemy would throw into our sanctuary. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out every fiery serpent sin against our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we quit every burning lamp that comes from the Levitan's mouth. Amen. We will not be burned by the fire of the enemy. Amen. We overcome every fiery trial sin against our life by the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we'll overcome us through Christ Jesus, for he overcame the world. Amen. The enemy will not be able to burn up our harvest. Amen. We quench every fire of wickedness sin against our life and those in our family. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we quench all ungodly words spoken against our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We quench every torch the enemy would use against our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we quench all gossip directed against our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and about our family. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy's flame will not kindle upon us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us today. Lord, we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. We will sing it right now by faith. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Move mighty right now. We speak to every mountain in our life and command it to be removed and cast into the sea. Amen. We speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed. Amen. I prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, the Lord rebukes thee. Amen. Come on out. Lord, we just want to say thank you that every plant that our heavenly Father has not planted be rooted out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I lay the axe to the root of every evil tree in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, or sacrifice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, let every spirit hiding from us be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every hidden snare for our feet be exposed right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we stand against and rebuke every wile of the devil. Amen. I release ourselves. I release us from any snare of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I release our children, our husbands, our wives, our family members and loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from any snare of the devil. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the crown, 1 Timothy 3:6, we will not come into the condemnation of the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I know about the power in any sacrifice made to devils in our city, region, or nation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let war cease. Hallelujah. Let war be no more, God of man. Oh, Lord, let your head of protection be around your children right now. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I close the door to every demonic breath that would attempt to come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind and cast out every thief that would try to steal our finances. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind and cast out any spirit that would try to steal our joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind and expose and cast out any demon that would try by stealth undetected to come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our life. Amen. According to John 2:14-15, Lord, lift up a standard against any sons and enemies would try to bring into our lives of those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hi. Oh, Lord, we thank you. I bind and cast out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block our way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare we are healed. Amen. Higher. Come on, receive your healing today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, stand in faith and don't be moved. We decree and declare we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you released your healing anointing, your miracle anointing, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. That healing has sprung up in our bodies, that we are strengthened even right now. Help us to receive, oh God, your word says before we even said, oh God, you already answered, but you know what your children need. Your word says in Matthew 6:33 that we are to seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. So Lord, we come seeking ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness. And Lord, we ask that you just have your way, oh God. Oh Lord, we want to be used by you, oh God. It was our delight, oh God, to be used by you, Father God. So we ask that you have your way. Oh Lord, have son of all shit. Oh Lord, be our strength, oh God. Lead us, oh God, with our Holy Spirit. Lord, guide us and instruct us in the way that you have for us to go. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine order, oh God, in position for our life that we may receive your blessing, that we may be protected, oh God, in your covering. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We cover our minds and thoughts with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you, Heavenly Father. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare and declare Hebrews 13:20-21, that we're made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My God, we just want to say thank you. By faith we receive, according to Matthew 26:28, we receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare 1 John 5:8 that the blood of Jesus Christ bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare John 8:10, and we command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke and cast out our spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. I cover myself and my family and all our possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, on today we lift up your son, Louis, hallelujah, and his wife on today. And, Father God, we pray that you would just touch right now, God, and let healing spring forth, oh God. Let peace come, oh God. Let restoration come, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare great testimony being birthed, amen, right now concerning your son and his daughter. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, and we lift up our aims, hallelujah, Vera, on today. And, Lord, we pray that you would just continue to be her strength, Father God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would give her a peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding that coming from you. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would heal every part of her body. Amen. Hallelujah, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Let restoration come, oh God. Let joy overtake her right now and all that she's in, hallelujah, in contact with, oh God, that they will receive so much joy. We're talking about the unspeakable joy. Amen. Hallelujah. If I could tell it all, shout of joy. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we lift up on today our auntie Ruth today. And God, we pray that you will just continue to be with her, oh God, and give her the joy, oh God, amen, the joy, hallelujah, unspeakable joy. Oh Lord, continue to be her strength, amen, hallelujah, continue to be her peace, oh God, hallelujah. Oh Lord, just touch on today in a mighty way, that she will shout glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of our Aunt Bernstein, our Aunt Clancy, our Aunt Eliza Jane, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless them in the mighty way that only you can bless, oh God. In your blessing, bless them, oh God. In your multiply them, oh God, as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore, if one could count it all, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I pray for the life, health, and strength of my mother, Carol. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless her, God, and strengthen, oh God. Oh Lord, do a new work in her, even right now, Father God, that healing will spring up in her body, oh God, that restoration will come, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let joy overtake her right now, that her health shouts of joy, knowing that you're with her, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, that her children will rise up and call her blessed, that her grandchildren will rise up and call her blessed, that her husband will rise up and call her blessed, that her sisters will rise up and call her blessed, that strangers will rise up and call a blessing. And that's because of your glory that's upon our life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, bless and touch the caregivers, your daughters, oh God, that you have ordained for such a time as this. Your daughter Brenda Gale, amen. Your daughter Bonnie, amen. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, I pray that you would just continue to be their strength, oh God, their peace. Oh Lord, let them operate with your godly counsel and wisdom, Mother God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let every need be met, oh God. And hallelujah. And we just thank you right now that it is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We pray for our cousin Earlene on today, oh, God. We know that you're with her. And we pray that you would just continue to bless her, oh, God, with your peace, your joy, and your protection. Amen. And our cousin Kim, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our cousin Doretha, we lift her up on today. Hallelujah. Sister Sharon Gordon, we lift her up on today, Lord. We just ask you to touch them. My niece Twan, we lift her up on today, oh God, and her family. Hallelujah. My brother Taiwan, Mackie, and hallelujah, his children and grandchildren. Hallelujah. My Aunt Bridget and Sharon, my husband Dorsey, man, and our family, and every family that's being represented on this line, for we are all a part of the Mackie family. So, Lord, we pray that you will bless the Mackie family. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cover us all and all that's connected to us. Hallelujah. All that's come to be a part of this family by marriage. Hallelujah. By kinship, oh God. We just want to say thank you. And we decree and declare victory over all, amen, that it is won, amen, hallelujah. And we put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We stand in the evil day, heaven, our loins girded about with truth, and hallelujah, and have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith, and we decree and declare we are covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We use it against all the force of hell, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, for providing your full armor, amen. We decree in the path that we are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of hallelujah of God, dear son, amen. We tread upon the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we're establishing righteousness and oppression is far from us. We do not have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare that we are rooted and grounded in love. Amen. We're a family of love. Hallelujah. We're a family of reconciliation. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, forgive us, oh God, of all our sins. As we come this morning, oh God, we come praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving, and a heart of forgiveness. A heart of forgiveness. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask that you forgive us, oh God, for all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, oh God. Oh Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and inequities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, restore us to the joy of our salvation. Lord, we just want to say thank you. And we forgive those who have hurt us, abused us, lied to us, abandoned us, talked about us, amen, rejected us. We forgive them right now, God, and we ask, oh God, that you would help them to turn their sin from practice and evil doings of this world. And, oh Lord, we pray that you would thrust the right labels across their life. And if they have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that someone that you would send, oh God, would speak your word in a mighty way that they may ask, how can I be saved and receive right then and right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we taste and see this morning that you are still good. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we pray for traveling grace for those of us that are traveling on the road or will be traveling on today. Father God, we ask that you go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough patch along the way. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay, amen. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. Overcomers through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare and receive the victory right now. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise now, right where you are. Hallelujah. Will you just want God? Amen. Will you just thank God this morning, family? Will you just lift up your voice?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're so grateful to be here. There's war going on in the Middle East right now. And
one more time, Lord. Thank you.
But we're still here. We're still here. We got so much to be grateful for. We don't have time to be complaining and murmuring. Amen. Hallelujah. Take this time to just rejoice and just thank God for this day and new mercy, new praise. My Lord, my God. We're taking their, pulling their babies out of babies. Amen. That well, they've been bombed. Everything, hallelujah, but we're still here and we're able to come together on this line. People being killed because of their religion, but God has kept us. We got a reason to shout on today, amen. We're still here. While we still have time, will you give God some praise? I understand you may be distracted with a whole lot of things right now, but if you just take these 30 seconds, just give God some praise.
Thank you.
We don't know what today is going to bring. Amen. Hallelujah. But we thank God right now that God has truly kept us. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, let's give God some praise. We just want to take this moment here to praise God. Lord, we thank you. Oh, gracious Lord, we bless your name, Father God. It is you that have done it all, Lord. We thank you. All is in your hands. You are the creator of all. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Our Bible tells us nothing was made without you. You've done it all. You saved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come to you, but Lord, help us with our unbelief, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
We are back here. It is November the 11th, 11-11-2023. Glory to the Most High God. We are still here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so grateful to be here, family. You all didn't get a phone call that I went home to glory, or nobody got a call about you. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited I'm excited to be on this line. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Woke me up this morning, like my mama say,
yes,
many times. Amen. I got up about five times. We are in the morning.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Me and my husband was out late last night, something we don't do. We got home almost 2 in the morning. I said, when have we ever been out this late? Oh, my God, just thank you. God has kept us because people can get a little wild out there. You know, my Lord, my God, so we just thank God. I'm telling you, if you just trust God, God is able to turn any situation that you are facing or that you're in, he can turn it around.
Yes, he will.
I don't care what people say, amen. Look here, we got to start believing if you believe in what God says, amen. But you can't believe the report of man, but the report of God. And if he say, you're coming out. If he say, turn around and come, just wait and know if God said it shall be done, amen. The Bible says, if God said it,
I believe it.
Give you a life sentence. Say, ain't no way you getting out of this prison. Ain't no way. They say God himself has to come and let you out. Then they didn't let you out. And everybody look and say, how did you get out? there was no way you were supposed to make it out. There was no way you were supposed to hang out of you. Didn't they just cut on your head and your brain was exposed? They said you wouldn't go make it through the night. And look at you out here jogging and talking. My Lord, my God. I say that because God is able.
My God.
God is able. And I just encourage you, my family, all today, whatever it is that you may be facing. You know, we may be facing different things at different times here in life. But I want to tell you today that God is still able and he has not forgotten about you. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. I'm so excited this morning.
Yes.
I don't think A. Bernstein is on the line this morning, but we thank God for
everything. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. So glory to God. I want to welcome you all on the line, and we just thank God for everyone. I'm going to close up the mic so that we can hear, because I think we get some feedback from some of the lines. So I just want to make sure we all can hear each other. I like to keep the mic, the lines open so we all can say, hey, good morning, everybody. But sometimes the feedback won't let us do that. But we're going to start with our cousin Brenda Gale. God bless you, cousin Brenda Gale, and welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
I'm excited, too. One more time, dear God. One more time. On the prayer line.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes.
I'm good. I'm good. My mom and I, we had a good week. Connie is there with her this morning. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I can't do nothing but say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, cousin Brenda Gale. We love you so much. You know I love you, and I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Love you, too. Love you.
Amen. Glory
love
to God.
Love my family.
Amen. Hiya. Come on now. Hallelujah. Cousin Connie, God bless you. A.T. Ruthie, man, welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Well, we doing good. Getting all cleaned up. All is well. Thank God for you. Thank God for this prayer line. Let me tell you that they're at the hotel this weekend, so that's why she is not on the line, but she is enjoying her hotel visit. Your Aunt Bernstein.
Oh, yeah. Cousin Kim, she texted me early this morning and told me. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm sure
going to
be looking forward.
I'm good. Things all well. So thank God for you and the prayer line. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We missed you last week. So good to hear you on the line again this Saturday. We love you so much, Cousin Connie and A.T. Ruth today. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Mama, you on mute? Carolyn?
Good morning. My phone, I have to go through the change of opening it back up. Good morning to everybody from Houston, Texas, to Louisiana, to Indiana, Indianapolis. I'm doing good. Like you said, he woke me up so many times through the night, and I'm so grateful in my family. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. God bless you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. You know I love you. Hallelujah. So good to have you on the line this Saturday. Hallelujah, Lord. I know we started off with two songs this morning. I wanted to make sure everybody got in on the prayer of this morning. So that's why there were two songs. So hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hey, Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome back. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to be on the line. I'm doing okay. I thank God for what it is, and I'm blessed, and I thank God for this prayer line. I missed the prayer line a few Saturdays, and I really missed it. I said, I got to get up and get on this morning. I need this prayer, and you gave us a good prayer this morning, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for you. It's so good to have you back on the line. Definitely was looking for you there
And I just pray God will touch and heal your body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you would speak to the blood on today, oh God, of your daughter. For we know life of the flesh is in the blood, oh God, and healing will spring forth right now. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would strengthen her, God, with a mighty strength on today, oh God. Let restoration come, Lord. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every tissue, every bone in her body, oh God. Let restoration come, oh God, for you, oh God, a restoration, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. I command every ache, pain, and discomfort to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you, heals you, redeems you, and sets you free. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray and I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We love you, Aunt Eliza Jane. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome, Twan. God bless you. Welcome back. How you been and how you doing? Twan? I know that's Twan's number. Are you on mute?
Yes, I was on mute. But, yes, good morning. It's good to be on the line with y'all family again. I'm doing well. I'm blessed. I am. Yeah, I just want to say the devil is a liar. The devil is tries to play games and tricks and has all these schemes going, but I can testify that God is victorious, you know, so I'm
Amen.
Glad to be a part of the winning team. And so
Amen.
I'm doing good this morning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God when you know what to do. Amen. Because you have the Holy Spirit that will guide, lead, direct, instruct, amen, and keep you in a mighty way. So God bless you. So good to have you back on the line. I was just thinking about something. Now, where is she? Do I have to call her? Okay, if she don't be on the line today, I'm going to make that call to her. So God bless you.
Yeah.
So good to have you on the line. Love you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Cousin Bonnie and A. Beer, God bless you both. How y'all doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good morning. We're doing good. Say good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Good morning,
doing
morning
good.
Hey,
say good morning, A. Beer. The pastor. I was on the line and it just disconnected me. I said, oh, no, I need that prayer. Because it just, once we go this prayer line, when you make it through this Saturday, every Saturday, it makes your week so smooth. So
Amen.
We're doing good. Thank you for praying for us and just continue to pray
Amen.
For us. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for it all with this line. I was hoping, I did see where you went out and came back in. I said, oh, the line must
it
be acting up. But I thank God. You were able to get right back in, or did you have a difficult time getting back in?
No, I didn't have a difficult time. I got right back
in. Okay, because I have to report it, you know, because I pay for this line every month, and so I need to report it, you know, because we had problems before with the line. I couldn't get on Monday. I couldn't get on for Monday prayer. I just, it wouldn't let me, it never would connect. And so, but I think I said, oh, Lord, I pray that there's no problems this Saturday morning, you know, with getting on the line. So, but I thank God you were able to get back on. We come against every pride and every hindering spirit. You know, the enemy is fine, but it won't work. We are consistent. Amen. And we're persistent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless
you
both. We love you so much. I love y'all both so much. And Angela, we love you. I don't know if she's right there, but love you, Angela.
She's at work.
Glory to God.
She's at work today.
She's at
work today.
She's always working. She can't stop working. Okay. All right.
Well,
no,
God, she started her new job today. I know her new job.
Oh, she said she started Monday. But I know she was
saying
about a new
they
job. Oh, today. Oh, wow.
Today.
Awesome. Amen.
Today.
We thank God. Amen. Well, God
Amen.
Bless you both. We love you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Jerome,
you.
We love you. I think that's your husband named Jerome. We love him. Chester, we love you. Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, family. I'm doing good. As you can tell, I'm so grateful. I'm just happy to be here in the land of the living and just thanking God. So all is well with me and my home. God is definitely doing a new thing. I'm in this house and in me, so I just thank God for it. And I just love what God is doing, and I'm so grateful. This morning, our scripture is going to come out the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 1 through 5. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 through 5. And I'm coming out of the New King James Version of the Bible. That's Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 through 5. The Bible says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespasses, you who are spiritually restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, consider yourself least you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." The Bible says in verse 5, "For each one shall bear his own load." Amen. So when we look at the scripture this morning, we thank God. I come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of doubt, and every spirit of disbelief. And I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When we look at the scripture this morning, family, we should never think that we are totally independent and don't need help from others, or think that we are excused from helping others because we are too important. The body of Christ, the church, the functions only when the members work together for the common good. The question is, do you know someone who needs help today? Does a Christian brother or sister need correction or encouragement? Humbly and gently reach out, offering to lift that person's load. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when you do your very best, you feel good about the results and don't need to compare yourselves with others. Amen. I tell my children all the time, don't compare yourself with other people. Don't look at what they have and look at yourself. No, be who you are, who God has called you to be. Amen. And love who you are. Amen. You are uniquely made. Amen. Created by God, beautifully made. So you're beautiful in God's sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, people make comparisons for many reasons. You know, and some they will point out others' flaws in order to feel better about themselves. And a lot of times we're thinking, all we're doing is, no, I feel good about myself, but are you really feeling good about yourself while you're pointing out others' flaws and, you know, their lacks or whatever? See, others simply want reassurance that they are doing well. See, when you are tempted to compare yourself with others, look at Jesus Christ. Amen. Look to Christ. His example will inspire you to do your very best, and his loving acceptance will comfort you when you fall short of your expectations. My Lord, my God, we thank you for the word on today, Father God, for we know your word is true and forever established in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name right now that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. And Lord, I pray on today, oh God, that we be the doers of your word. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If your prayers have already went forth and you received it, amen, you shall receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to your faith, may it be done unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gill, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, you have pretty much covered everything that we could possibly ask for. Continue to pray for all the family that's on the line. I want a special prayer for my cousin Ann tries to help everybody. So I just pray that God will just strengthen her and she'll be able to do what she wants to do, you know, for all the people that she tries to help and make a difference in their lives. Just, she just has a heart of gold. She just has a heart of gold. But I think she really needs to take better care of herself. So I just pray that God will cover her with the blood of Jesus to do what she wants to do, take care of her family and her children and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren in a special way, in a special way.
Amen.
So my heart goes to Ann this morning.
Amen, amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this day with all faith and combined faith with your daughter Brenda Gale this morning as she petitioned, oh God, lifting up our cousin on today, Ann, oh God, for you know her name, oh God, she belongs to you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would bless, oh God, in a mighty way, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would give her the strength, Father God. Lord, we pray that you would restore her body to good health, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, let her receive your divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom, oh God, and your word, oh God, on what to do when she don't know what to do. Amen. Lord, I pray, oh God, make her strong as the cedars of Lebanon, oh God. Oh Lord, and listen, oh God, bless her, oh God. Oh Lord, multiply, oh God, with thy goodness and thy favor right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, let no one take advantage of her kindness, Father God. Amen. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, oh God. Let peace be her portion. Let joy overtake her even right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, when she lay down on tonight, oh God. Oh Lord, send your ministering angels, oh God, to minister to her soul, oh God. Oh Lord, send your ministering angels, oh God, that there may be a time of refreshing and restoration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. My oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, we ask that you bless her food and water. Let it take sickness away from her body, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you because we know that you're able and that you answer the prayers, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For your words in the presence of the right to the belly much. And we come praying and lifting up our cousin. Amen. Our sister. And Lord, we thank you for prayers concerning Anne. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers her, protects her, heals her, redeems her, makes all things new. Answers her on her behalf. Amen. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that has done it all. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hi, Lord, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Cousin Tiny and Auntie Ruthie, may God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Like Brenda said, you did cover all of us, but it's just a special thing I want. But Pat, my sister-in-law, you know, she's just dealing with the issue, you know, with her back, so that, you know, that she make the right decision and the right surgeon, whatever she has to do, you know. But I prefer healing in the name of Jesus. So just a special prayer for Pat. You know, she just had a serious issue with her back, I think.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come with all faith, combined faith on this line with your daughter, Connie, as she has petitioned, oh God, in prayer for your daughter, Patricia, your daughter, Pat, oh God. And we just pray, Father God, that even right now as we are praying, oh God, that you will move mighty in her and on her, Father God, and let restoration come, oh God. Father God, for you have made us, oh God, for you know that we need, oh God, before we ask, oh God. Lord, you know every intricate of our body and our makeup, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just touch and heal, oh God, and let there be alignment, oh God, to her back right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, make work a miracle in her and for her right now. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, anyone that you've called and ordained, oh, God, anyone in the medical field, oh, God, a medical doctor, oh, Lord, give her the knowledge and the wisdom, oh, God, of where to go, oh, God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let her go to the one that you've called and ordained for her life, oh, God. Hallelujah, that it will not require any surgery, oh, God. But, Father God, hallelujah, that you were already healed when she get there, oh, God, that you just have to show up and receive the report, amen. And, Lord, we come believing your report concerning your daughter, Pat, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank
we
you,
bless
Lord.
Your holy name, Father God. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Rise over the life of your daughter, Pat, with healing in your wings. Let her soul, mind, will, and emotions be healed through your mercy. Lord, heal every breach in her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bring her, hallelujah, bring her health and a cure to every area of her life and give her the abundance of peace even right now. Lord, let her prosper and be in health even as her soul prospers, according to 3 John and 2. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, Father God, that you are her strength. You are a miracle working God. Lord, we thank you for the miracle and the testimony that's being birthed in the life of your daughter, Pat. And we thank you for, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over Pat right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers her, protects her, heals her, redeems her, restores her, sanctifies her, makes all things new. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. God bless you all. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. She had to get the time to open up a line. Hallelujah.
Okay. You covered everything. And also, back on Brenda Gill, but Ann, pray and lift her up that she take better care of herself, that she needs to go to the doctor. And I want to lift Tamika up too, praying for her.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for answered prayers and every prayer that went forth, oh God, that, oh Lord, that you will answer it, oh God, according to your will and your timetable, oh God. So, Father God, as we come on today, oh God, we ask, oh God, let this be the set time, oh God, that healing will spring forth in the life of your daughter, Pat, oh God. Oh Lord, even the life of your daughter, Tamika, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will touch her heart, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will heal, oh God, hallelujah, spiritually, emotionally, physically, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let her taste and see that you are good, oh God. Oh Lord, let there be a Holy Ghost encounter even on today, even in this hour, oh God, that will be change to a life, breakthrough to for a life, oh God. Oh Lord, for the better, oh God, divinely intervene. Everything that's concerning to me, oh God. And oh Lord, we pray that you would just turn it all around for a good, oh God. Lord, order her steps, oh God, that she would truly be covered and protected by you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents against her life right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare she shall live and not die. Amen. And proclaim the good news of the Lord our God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And we can't thank you enough, Father God, but yet and still we thank you and we love you. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. God keep you. May God continue to be your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that God put his words in your mouth as you speak to others, Mama, because you talk to a lot of people, that you will speak the word of God. Amen. Especially to your children, especially to your daughters and your sons. You speak the word of God to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They may not want to hear it, but it don't mean you should stop speaking it. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
I think you just about cover everything, but just thank keep you. Praying for those that are having some type of problem. We all going to go some of that sometime. You just have to keep praying, and God will take care of everything.
Amen.
Thank
yes,
you.
It will. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Aunt Eliza Jane. We love you so much. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to pray again. I just want to touch and agree, and touch and agree and pray against all attacks of the enemy on God's children's minds and bodies as it is manifested in the body as sickness. And I just wanted to pray and ask, you know, that God come against that. And I feel the Holy Spirit moving. I feel something happening.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you to him. Thank you for touching the green and the prayers that went forward. With all faith on today, hallelujah, we are expecting to see it, amen. We're walking in expectation. We're waiting for the testimonies, amen, from this line, amen, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We're going to stand in faith and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Some people say, how long? Just stay there. Hallelujah. How about that? Just stay right there in faith. No matter how long it takes, just stay right there believing. Hallelujah. Because there's restoration, there's peace right there. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Twan. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, you have covered everything today, and I receive it. And thank you for praying for us as usual. And
thank
just
you,
continue
Lord.
Doing what you do. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you too. God bless you. Hallelujah, God. I am so grateful, family, amen, and believing and trusting God and walking in expectation. I had something going on with me this week, and I said, oh, Lord, the enemy come to try to shake you. I'm telling you, and I said, oh, devil, I see what you're trying to do. I will not be moved. I am healed. And if I tell you, when I went back to check what was going on, that thing that the enemy tried to do, it had to go, and it was gone. I woke up. I don't know if I told y'all. Well, no, y'all wouldn't have known because it happened to me. I ended up with a black eye Sunday afternoon. I preached on Sunday. Everything was great. Went out on Sunday, looked in the mirror while I was out. I had a black eye, literally. The black eye has cleared up by now. The black eye today is no longer black. And I had some other stuff going on. I said, okay, Lord, devil, you're a liar. I got excited. I said, Lord, I know that you're able. And so I just shared that testimony. I had a black eye Sunday. Nobody hit me. Nobody beat me up. I just ended up with a black eye, like literally, like I had been beat up. But today I tell you, I testify, I no longer have a black eye. That was plaguing my body is no longer there anymore. You know, and that's how quick God can work. I'm just telling you, just having a faith and trusting God in everything, because the enemy is going to come and he's going to try to shake you. He's going to try to move you out that place of faith to worry, to fear, to doubt, to anger, but you got to know who you are and say, I will not be moved. Devil, you and I see you. Get out. Come out in the name of Jesus and just take the peace that God gives. He said nobody can get, nobody can take it away. They didn't give it to you. So God bless your family. God keep you. Today I do want to continue prayer for Cousin Shandenise. I haven't talked to her lady or seen her on the line, but definitely want to lift her up in prayer and just pray that God will continue to bless and heal her. And strengthen her and restore her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Also want to lift up and pray for my son Logan Mackey and Kendrick as well. I'm just praying that God will, that they their steps be ordered by God, that they will seek God even more for their life and not seek the things of this world, that they will not be tempted by worldly things, the position of people or conversations of this world, but they will thirst after righteousness and seek God, amen, in all things. So I am praying for my children, my daughter Sasha, to come to know Christ and receive Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, that there be a shaking in her core, even on today, the shaking of the core of her husband and in their household, amen, hallelujah, that it will trickle down to the children, amen, and all that they come in contact with. So I pray that God will just move mighty in them and on them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just thank God for it right now for answered prayers. And we're going to go in prayer this morning. Amen. We just thank you, Father God. We're going to pray prayers that keep us from harm. Amen. And those in our family and the blessings of Zion be upon our life. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God, as we come on today. We thank you, Lord God, that every prayer that has went forth, Lord God, that you've heard our prayers and you've answered our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us, oh God, to stand in faith, oh God, to wait for that, how we wait to receive it, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as it manifests itself. We walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, so we receive it before we receive it, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, as we come on today, we come to your holy mountain. Let the blessing of Zion be upon our life right now. We've come to Zion, Lord God. Command your blessing, even life forevermore, amen. For the life of your children and all that we pray for them today, every family member and loved one, hallelujah, near and far, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Let your presence be upon our life continuing. Let your blessings be continue in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we receive the blessing and favor of Zion. Amen.
There's no mountain as holy as Zion. We'll stand and dwell in your holy hill. Hallelujah. Zion is your habitation, and we will dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessing. Amen. Let everlasting joy be upon our head, for we have come to Zion on today. Amen. Let gladness and joy overtake our life and those in our family. Let sorrow and sadness flee away. Amen. Let us sing with in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let our soul be like a water garden so that we will sorrow no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the crowd we will be satisfied with your abundance and sharing an acre. We have more than enough. We live in prosperity and blessing of sharing an acre. Amen. Let the dew of Hermon descend and fall upon our life and those in our family. Let our waste place become like Eden in our desert, like the garden of the Lord. Amen. Let, hallelujah, there is, we decree in the crowd, there is no ruin in our life, but we receive and walk in the blessing of Eden. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we desire that you walk with us in the cool of the day as you did with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, we ask, oh God, to protect us and everyone, hallelujah, we pray for today and those in our family and for our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our animals, our pets, our workplaces, our finances, our churches, our businesses, our ministries, and all that you place us in charge over. Oh Lord, keep us from any harm, destruction, pestilence, diseases, distress, natural disasters, attack of the enemy, directly or indirectly, evil people, that we will not be taken advantage of, a trickery of any type, dysfunctionality, distress, delusion, deception, snares, or any undue hardship. Lord God, come, hallelujah, cause us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit. Amen. Becoming the sons and daughters of God, causing us, oh God, to realize it right now. Protect us on our right and on our left, oh God. Be our rear with God and go before us, that we possess the gates of the enemy and take back what was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteous counsel, Lord, all the days of our lives. Amen. That our desire and will be the accomplishment of your total will in our lives, word upon word and precept upon precept, line upon line, until the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory. Amen. So that we are in honor, hallelujah, and a praise unto you in all the days of our lives, that our lamps would not be hid, but shine forth like the bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time in the lives of those who will receive it. You have called us to be victorious, and we hearken to your call. Help us to have victorious dominion as your priests and kings, your humble servants, and to God be the glory, honor, and praise. And we just want to say thank you. We decree in the crown, it is so, and it shall be no other way. We decree in the crown, we will receive the blessing that God has poured for us this very day, this very week, this very month, this very year, amen, before it ends, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us. Hallelujah. That turnaround has come. Breakthrough is here. Healing is here. And we receive it all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, will you just praise him right now? Will you unmute your call and just praise God? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Father. We love you. We thank you. Amen. Amen, family. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, Cousin Brenda Gale.
We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. Bless your family. Everything that concerns you, God bless.
Amen.
All is well. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Love you too. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie, God bless you. Hey, Vera, go
ahead. God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. As usual, thank you for praying for us and always praying in the street and our prayers for us. Love you, love you, love you. Until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to see if we get a little feedback there. Let me just close up. All right. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Okay. I'm not sure if y'all echo, but we'll keep going here. Amen. Ain't Eliza Drain. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen, amen. I just want to say keep the faith and resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hiya. Amen. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Connie.
Amen. Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for loving
You're
us.
You're welcome. God bless you. Hallelujah. We love you too. Hallelujah, Lord. Hey, excuse me. Cousin Bonnie? Did I say Bonnie already, Cousin Bonnie?
Yes, you've already called me. Amen.
Because the numbers went out of order. All
I
right. I think I've called everybody. Did I call everybody? I'm sorry. Y'all, the line, I had to close out the line there. Amen. Looks like I did call everybody. Cousin Connie, A.T. with the May 21. All right, that's everybody. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory
you.
Glory to God. God bless your family. You all have a blessed week in the Lord, and I can't wait to get back
you
with
too.
You all again here on next Saturday and praying that everybody else will come to the line as well as we're still here, not taking the line for granted that God has given us this time. I love it. I'm grateful for it. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Oh, Lord, your grace is sufficient. Thank you that the best is yet to come in our lives. Amen. Though we can identify a barren place today, you, through the promise in your word, would erase it and move us to a place of great abundance in our lives. We yield our spirits to you and say, whatever you ask or require of us, we are honored to serve you, Father. You will not fail us. Amen. You have not left us. Amen. You have not forsaken us. Amen. You have supplied all our needs, and we thank you. We are not going backward. We are claiming your promises for a bright tomorrow. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that we believe, and we receive. To God be the glory. And the church says amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We believe and we receive.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time, all I wanna do is do your thing. ya.
One time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. Ooh. Like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed.